This time it was the Huns. People like these had never been seen before in the West. Small, yellow men with narrow, slit eyes and terrifying scars on their faces. Half man, half horse they seemed, for they rarely dismounted from their small, fast ponies. They slept on horseback, held meetings on horseback, and ate, on horseback, the raw meat they had first made tender under their saddles. With fearful howls and a noise like thunder, they charged down on their foes, showering them with arrows, before whirling round and rushing away as if in headlong retreat. Then, if they were followed, they would twist in their saddles and shoot backwards at their pursuers. They were nimbler, more cunning, and more bloodthirsty than any of the other tribes. Even the brave Germans fled before them. One of these Germanic tribes, the Visigoths, or West Goths, sought refuge in the Roman Empire, which agreed to accept them. However, it wasn't long before they were at war with their hosts.